Welcome to another episode of The Hindu and the Jew. In a short while, you will gasp in awe at the sheer brilliance of these two podcasters. But before you can sit and stare and gawp at the sheer genius of these two, a short musical interlude.
Continuous to the play.
Oh yeah, that's working.
Do
that's
that?
Good. No, that's fine.
Es buena?
Es muy buena.
Muy
bueno. Muy bueno.
Muy bueno.
Muy bien.
Sí, mis hijos.
Why do you keep saying that? I am not your sons.
Sí.
Or your children.
Sí, mis hijos, sí.
Stop that.
No? Sí? Okay, you ready to
record? Anyone's doing the
do you want to record
Darth Vader thing. Yeah, let's go.
Hello? Oh, dang it.
Whoa, that's incredibly... Boom. Wait, I can't hear... Can I hear? I don't know if I can hear.
Just turn that up. Hello?
Yeah, okay, I can hear.
Hello, and welcome to show number...
Guess. Why don't you guess?
I
you
know
have
exactly
all the shows on
I
your
know
computer,
exactly what it is.
And you never get it right.
This is purely thematic.
Thematic? Okay, fine.
This is a, what are the... A thematic...
Let's break the rut. How about you
Thanks.
Tell them what show it is?
This is show number 28, you guys.
Wow.
Hope
you got it right.
I hope
right.
You listened to at least one of the other shows. Okay. So, show 27 is
possibly the first time he's got it right, except for show 1. And he probably got that
I've
wrong as
bunch
well.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, show
27.
One.
Okay, fine. Let's, don't worry. Show 27 is not out yet.
No.
I don't know
why. How do you know you will post this before show 27? You might not.
Because I'm going to post it tonight.
Fine. Then you will post it before show 27.
Show 27.
Then why don't we just call this show 27?
Because show 27 says it's show 27.
Oh, God.
We'll just post it show 28. Nobody
fine,
cares.
Fine. Okay, so what happened is show 27 is basically like an hour-long thing where we're trying to chat with an online technician from Compaq. And there are bits of it which is incredible.
I may not find
oh.
I may be missing something.
Did you get the email with the
yes,
transcript?
Yes,
good. So we'll post
go.
That up on
we'll
the site.
We'll post that up before the show because
yeah.
It's all easy.
It's also faster to read than to actually listen to us saying
yeah.
What.
But we had some funny comments. There was one thing we said that was really funny. That's all I remember.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably one thing in the entire show. Oh.
I remember how you started talking in third person. I want compensation, he said indignantly.
See.
He's annoying me now. He's in Spanish 4 right now because he's stupid.
No.
And he's been watching this crazy Family Fortune Mexican Spanish version.
Se llama. Cien Mexicanos dijeron.
Are you sure it's dijeron?
Dijeron, sí.
Are you sure it's not dijeron?
Dijeron.
I don't know now, I'm confused. Anyway, so at every alternate second, he says, don't do that. Dude, I can hear that clearly. That's like as louder than me talking. Hey, if you can do that, I get the guitar, because I need to do something.
Fine, no more.
I don't
no
even
know
what is it called?
Jew harp.
Alright, okay.
Like, Jew?
Yes.
That's actually what they're called.
Yes, okay.
The Jew's got a Jew harp.
Okay.
I've had it for a while.
Anyway, so before the Jew started taking Spanish 4,
si.
His Spanish consisted of... his Spanish consisted of no mas.
No mas.
For
no mas.
Everything, he'd say no mas. And now he's taking Spanish 4, he suddenly realized that there are three other words in the language. Basically, si... Mis
sí.
And
no, no.
Hijos.
No si. Sí.
Fine. And he's constantly bugging me with sí, mis hijos.
Sí.
Apparently I'm either his children's or his sons.
It's from the show we have to watch in Spanish class. And this old man's dying and he's like, bring me my children. Yes, my children. So he's always like, he's like four times in the first episode where he's like, see, see, museos. And then the screen turns blue and it says on the screen in, you know, big fluffy letters, hijos. And then underneath it says, children.
Probably teaching you what hijos means.
That's what it was. It was a very beginner Spanish thing. So, like, the first show was like, CC, mis hijos. And, like, me. And then his hijos were all like, mi hermano and hermana and hijos.
Oh, God. Anyway.
See.
So that's the. Stop doing that! That's the extent of the Jew's knowledge of Spanish. Actually, I was watching
Seinfeld. There's the one where he wants to get a house in Tuscany. He's like, si, si, Tuscany. Si. Yes. Sorry.
Well done.
That wasn't right.
Anyway, so, actually, I was watching this Indian movie last weekend because I had to get to my relative's house.
What was it called? Wait, wait. Oh, I didn't get briefed afterwards. I haven't talked too much about it since then.
Anyway, so we, I don't remember what the
How's
name
your
of the...
girlfriend?
Wait, wait. Okay, let's get this straight.
Yeah, cause I know she's not. I just wanted to know.
I don't even think she's a relative. I think she's just like a family friend.
So well, that makes it okay? Friend.
No.
Are you rationalizing? See?
Okay, first of all, she's a freshman. So she's 4 years younger than I am.
Que bonita. Or S.
Actually, no, she's probably only 2 years bonita? Younger than I am because I'm 16.
S. A. Bonita. See you now.
Moving on.
Hey, see you
moving
know.
On.
See
according know. To my mother, this child, I insist on calling her child because she's a freshman, has a crush on me, which I don't believe.
Which I don't believe.
But apparently she... I mean, I can understand it. After all, I am incredibly charming and witty and intelligent and good-looking.
And easy on the eyes.
But she's a freshman, and I'm not going to get involved in any relationships until I'm married, and then my marriage will be my only relationship, because...
That's what they all say.
I can't be bothered to have a girlfriend. Yeah, too much work. Yeah, I'm too lazy. I can't be bothered to go around their house or them coming around my house.
Oh, you should have heard...
I think
he's been
coming around the Jew's
the
house, but... Okay, we'll pause for a sec. We'll be right back.
Wait. I don't want to talk about it on the show. No, we'll talk about it briefly.
No, I want to talk about it now.
No.
And then I can laugh, and you can record me laughing.
Something else. We had it...
Okay, we're going to pause the show for a sec.
Okay. Will that work?
Yeah.
It better. And we have the whole thing on here.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? I'm not going to ask him that. What? So I'm really like, bleh.
And?
And he turned, you know, he turned 12 shades of red and said, of course not.
Oh, poor me. I can imagine that, actually.
So then during the show, or during lunch, during lunch,
wait, which lunch?
The lunch I have.
What lunch? All right.
Spanish sea lunch.
And then go on.
He came over. And then he sat down and she's like, I heard he asked something the other day. He's like, oh yeah. And then he proceeds to ask her. She's like, no, of course not. And then, I don't even remember the rest, but hilarity ensued.
That's so ridiculous. I never dare to ask a question like that.
No, of course not.
And so without...
Hold up.
Any sort of...
You sure this is going to work?
Yes! I'm sure. Let's go. Now.
And hilarity ensued, so...
Wait.
Yeah. Wait, hilarity ensued? What happened? What happened to my hilarity?
I hope this is working.
Anyway,
so we're back, and I heard this story, which involves an incredible lack of tact or discretion... Which horrified me.
Between all of the guests from our show.
And made me feel sorry for the two victims.
Two.
Of a pursuance.
Pursuance.
In a questionative nature. Anyway, moving back to
Will
the
Indian movie. The subject.
Moving back to the Indian movie I saw. The reason I'm talking about it is because there's this bit I remember, okay?
didn't remember that there was karma.
There's this
because you got that wrong the other day, and I got it right.
Shut up. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, so there was this. The basic premise of the story is there's this rich dude who falls in love with a poor girl, but his mother doesn't want the poor girl to marry the rich
kid. Which movie is this?
It's an Indian movie.
What is it?
I don't remember the name. It was a stupid movie.
Was it like an American Indian movie?
No, it was an Indian movie spoken in an Indian language made in India with Indian actors. Do I need to be any more specific?
I take it they
were... CCBC4C! No mas! No mas!
I take it they were all Indian?
Oh, God.
Wait, is this Indiana, India?
Yeah, you're funny. Anyway, so...
Wait, like Native Americans, that kind of Indian?
Shut! Anyway, so... the mother is approaching the girl, and...
See?
To confront her about being in love with her...
sorry.
And let me talk. More. I let you talk.
See.
Yeah. I'll see your face with my knuckles. That doesn't make any sense, but it's a threat. Anyway, so the whole point of this story is when the... Stop playing that Jew's harp.
It is a Jew's harp.
Or I'll play you like a harp with fist.
Okay. Someone's gonna be like, ooh.
No mas. Anyway. Where was I? Oh, yes, okay. It's like a 5 second thing to say, okay? It'll take me 5 seconds to say, and you won't let me say it. Okay. Let me say it. Don't talk.
Proceed.
Don't talk for a minute, okay? Okay, I'm opening your clock.
Okay, fine.
I'm opening your clock. It's now... Wait, we'll wait till it's 10 seconds past. You wait for a minute now. Don't say anything. You say anything, I'm punching you.
See.
Ah! Anyway, I'll forgive that, but nothing else. Anyway, so... Oh, gods! You've ruined the whole... Anyway, so the mother is going to confront the girl about stealing her son, sinking her claws into him, etc. You know the whole story. And the whole point of this story is the girl doesn't realize, and she sees the mother, and she says, "Would you like some tea?" And there's a close-up on the mother's face, which is incredibly grim, and she nods and goes, "Mmm." And I just find that incredibly funny because it's so stupid. Would you like some tea? Close up. Mmm. Where are you? There's still 15 seconds. I have 15 seconds to talk about. Okay, so I got the Jew to copy some DVDs for me, and I basically paid him $2 in... What?
I bought you those DVDs with real money.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you already had them.
I bought you those DVDs.
Oh, I see.
I didn't copy anything.
No.
That's illegal.
I gave you DVDs. To buy and I'm going to sign off with real money. Okay, so... The Jew bought me a second set of DVDs.
I just had to see the first ones for reference.
Led Zeppelin ones. And because, I mean, they're incredible. There's no doubt about it. One of the best bands ever. Oh!
But there's no doubt in my mind we did not download them.
No, we did not download them. That's right. We bought them with real money. Anyway.
The different kind of real money that we bought.
Yeah. Monopoly.
This time more real money.
More real money. Pesos.
Pesos.
Anyway. Where was I going? Oh, yeah. Live 8. Since it's been a week since we've done our show or something, and I want to talk about Live 8 again because I just rewatched it. Amazing.
Oh. Have you seen the new, the G8? The G8, the most recent set of 10 concerts?
What?
It's the same idea. Just the G8.
When?
Over this July 2nd, it was July 2nd.
It was Live 8.
That was G8.
Live 8?
It used to be Live 8 this year, it was G8. It was still called Live 8, sort of, but it was for G8. Before, it was called Live Aid. And it was Live 8, it was Live Aid. And it was to benefit Africa and AIDS. This year, it was to bring attention to G8 and to the smaller countries that weren't being represented. Because G8 stands for the Great Eight, the eight most powerful nations. See, I know these things. I'm an AP government.
Okay, so it's called Live 8. And, dude, okay, on the performance, okay, they have, on the right left-hand corner, L...
No, that one was.
Yeah,
I'm sure that one was.
That was Live 8.
Yeah, I know.
The July 2nd weekend, yeah, because Pink Floyd performed on July 4th.
Yeah, I'm talking about this year.
Yes, this year, 2005.
Oh, fine, I don't care.
July 4th.
I don't even care
Pink
anymore.
Floyd, after 22 years.
Wait, have you seen Anchorman?
Wait, Yes, I watched it at your house.
I don't care anymore. I'll eat this shit.
I don't think you can say that on a podcast. We're supposed to be like a family podcast.
I'll bleep it.
No, keep it in.
With Noah's bleep. I mean,
I can't believe that you'll keep that, but you won't keep my Jesus song. Okay, we need to have a Jesus song in at least one of the recent episodes because the ratings will shoot.
It's much more offensive.
It's not offensive at all. It's
offensive to me.
Born 2,000 years ago was the son of a carpenter.
Let's mix in some techno.
Oh, that's incredible techno. Oh, God. Anyway, so in case you've been hearing the Mini Jew and Friend series segments that we
basically did. We played one at the end of the last one where we were talking about that he was starting.
I don't know.
I stuck it at the end of the last one. You know it wasn't.
Anyway, so you heard it and you hear the Mini Jew trying to sing his.
Oh, by the way, those things are gonna get better. That one was recorded really lamely. The one we're seeing at the end of the show is significantly
crippled.
Yeah, it was. Well, it was recorded. He played the song on the computer and recorded it on the palm. So this time I did it where the song played on the computer and recorded on the computer, which was a lot smarter.
Anyway,
just so smart.
So we're gonna have to record an intro for that The Jew sounds like he has a cold.
Mini Jew.
Mini Jew, yeah.
See.
When he sings and
the Mini Jew and Friend.
Good times. How has this episode only been 7 minutes?
Because you stopped recording and re-recorded.
So we talked for 8 minutes? We talked about that story for 8 minutes, did we?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. It's all in there. Don't worry about it.
I worry.
Take a chill pill,
about
man.
Many things. Don't give me that. Anyway, so I'm planning this weekend to start my college stuff, but I probably won't because I have so much work.
I'm planning this weekend to finish my college stuff.
How can you not have finished?
How have you not started?
You had your common application done during the summer.
My common app just finished. I still have to fine-tune all my essays.
Fine-tune? I'm not going to fine-tune.
Make them perfect so I can actually get into college?
I'm going to give it just the first draft. Is the final draft for me. I never do drafts.
Oh. Enjoy Nova.
I'm not going to
Nova. You know with Nova, the N stands for knowledge.
I don't know whether I should apply early decision to UVA or Harvard. I'm not going to get into Harvard, but there's nothing wrong with trying. Which is what I was thinking I'd do, early decision to Harvard and early action to UVA.
You can't do, well, not most many schools that do early action say that if you already entered in a legally binding early decision, you can't apply early action. Not definite, so it changes with some schools, right. But I know that it applies to MIT.
How many schools are you applying to?
My current list is 7, but I think it's going up to 9.
Jeez, I only have like 6.
Wow, a difference of 1 or 3.
Well, 6 or 5, yeah. Wait, I have Harvard, Stanford, UVA, I think Brown. I don't know why.
How
NYU.
Many you can actually get into?
And Cornell. Dude, I can get into quite a few of those. Especially since the fact that I moved in my junior year, and I have a lot to bring to any college. Musical diversity, cultural diversity. What do you have? You've lived in one place all your life. You have no cultural diversity.
I'm well-traveled.
Please, how many countries have you been to?
Okay.
Count. Let's count now.
Okay, you've been to more, but I've spent more time in the ones I've been to.
What do you mean you spent more time?
Those two counts.
Okay, how many days?
Okay,
on average.
In Holland for a week and a half.
You were biking. That doesn't count.
Yes, yeah, so I was meeting people. I was learning the language. It was much more...
You can speak Dutch.
Much more... See.
Speak it.
Okay.
Go on, I'll know whether it's Dutch.
I know a little. I could say, let oop, which is caution, drempels, which is speed bumps. I can say... Oh, should I say it? The curse word that I know.
Say it.
Konkelud.
I remember that.
Yeah, I know that one.
That's a good one.
What else do I know? I know milk, which is milk.
Well done.
I can do butter. Elk dag. Yeah, I know.
She is a
elk dag. I can say thank you. Dankjewel.
Well,
close to that. Something
close.
Dankjewel.
So you can say thank you
and say
milk butter. And swear at someone.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I can say bike path, Fiat Sped. I can say...
Oh my, you're practically a native then, aren't you? Anyway, let's count the number of countries. That's more important. Okay, I lived in Holland for a year.
Okay, so we both got Holland.
Oh, yeah.
Belgium.
I've been to Brussels and somewhere else in Belgium.
Well, I've been to three major cities in Belgium.
Oh, okay, fine then. That's two countries.
So
next.
I'm one-upping you.
Next.
France.
I've been to France.
Yeah, but have you been to France? On a bike?
Next.
That counts for three times as many.
Next.
Spain.
I've been to Spain.
Morocco.
I haven't been to Morocco.
Oh, what now?
So you have... Okay, go on.
Okay. United States. I'm getting desperate. Canada. I really think that... Oh, what's the name of it now? What's the place, the island from Canada? Not... Prince, not
Iceland?
Yeah, but,
Greenland?
No, it's part of Canada. But it's separate.
No, I don't know
it's
Canada.
It's new something?
I don't even know the United States. Why would I know Canada?
I spent 3 weeks there. No, 2 weeks there. And it's
okay,
right
an island off of Canada.
But I think it should count as
anything else? Anything
Alaska?
Else?
Wait, do states count?
No.
Okay. The San Juan Islands... off of Washington State.
Okay, nice.
But then I went to Victoria Island, which is kind of part of Canada, but it's separate. Then I went to the Virgin
Wait,
Islands.
Wait, no. You can't count that island because that's part of
Fine,
Canada.
Whatever. Virgin Islands.
Are part of which country?
I don't know. I think they're British, but it doesn't matter. They're
Virgin Islands?
Virgin Islands, there's like three different...
Fine.
Then I went to the French West Indies and the Dutch West Indies. That's
okay.
Two!
Well done.
Then I went to... I've been to Puerto Rico. I've been to Costa Rica. I've been to... Crap, do I have any more? I might be out.